Good morning and welcome to Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, your original hometown hospice, which includes the Pickering House, Hospice of Fairfield County, Hospice of Hocking County, and Hospice of Perry County. The views expressed on today's show are those of the participants and may not reflect the views of the staff and management of WLOH Radio Company. Now, here's your host for Fairhope Hospice Presents, Denise Bauer.
Well, good morning and welcome to our program. I'd like to invite you to welcome our special guests here today. We have Claire Powers, and Claire is an OU student in studying communications right here in Lancaster. So we welcome you.
Thank you.
And, of course, Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator. Welcome, Rick.
It's always good to be here, and Claire will teach me how to communicate. I've always had trouble with
well,
that.
Well, yeah, and communication.
I'm working on it.
Well, actually, I don't think she knows what she's gotten into.
No, this
you
is,
know, Rick. I mean, we're trying to work with her here, but, you know.
I do marketing and communication to the general public, so we thought this would be nice to have Claire in here. Now we've had to tie her to the chair because she's been trying to run out.
Yeah.
She wants to find out what she's into. So.
Well, I'm trying to get to know her so she can be a little more comfortable, have that person to communicate with to go with.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
But actually, you know, one of the things at Fairhope that we do try to do is we do try to support students. We have nursing students that have done clinical rotations with us from Mount Carmel to Hocking College. Also, I think Capital University is going to be sending nursing students. Mm-hmm. We've entertained pharmacy students from Ohio State University and, you know, help them with some of their clinical rotations. And so, you know, one of the things we like to do at Fairhope Hospice is to give back and to help students learn. And so, and a lot of the students have really helped us too. And so that's what we're looking forward, really, with this internship with Claire. I'm sure there's going to be a nice sharing of information. And she's already, how far along are you with your communications degree?
I am going into my senior year.
Okay.
So if all goes well, I will be graduating end of winter quarter
Great.
Of 2010. So it's going full blown right now. Keep weighing myself down just to get through it.
And then our good friend Ernie Doling, which we've had on our program before. He is a social worker that works with
Ernie.
Us. And, oh, I know, everybody loves Ernie.
You can
He's
always
so
tell
fun.
It, Ernie's in their building because you hear him laughing somewhere.
Everyone tells me it's my job to keep him under control, though, to
good
keep
luck.
Him on schedule. But I'm not getting anywhere.
And that's good. We don't want you to because we love Ernie the way he is.
Exactly.
And so you don't have to control him, you know. And Ernie's the one that I do this all the time. I'll say, "How are you, Ernie?" And he always says, "Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious." That's his answer every time you say, "How are you?" That's what he responds.
That's his great personality. Keeps you always happy.
Mm. Yeah. So some of the things you've done, well, let's just talk a little bit about your communications degree. What are your goals when you graduate? Do you have any futuristic type?
As of right now, I'm actually pursuing an organizational and health communications
Great.
Degree. Once I get my bachelor, I would kind of like to look into possibly going into the medical field, looking at the PR side of it or
Sure.
human relations. I've also thought about marketing and advertising, though. So I've got a general idea of a lot of things, but as of right now, I'm finding myself getting called into the medical area.
Good. Well, yeah, that's something that we definitely need. Now, so let's just talk a little bit about some of the things that you've actually experienced with Fairhope Hospice, because you have spent time with Ernie.
Yes, I have.
And maybe where have you visited with him?
Well, I have went to some of the nursing facilities around Lancaster. I have also helped with patients actually in the Pickerington House. It's been a very very interesting days that way.
Yeah, you're kind of starting out. It's only been a couple of days, but you really
exactly.
covered some ground.
I've seen, you know, patients here, there. Some you wouldn't even realize, you know, are on hospice right now. And I've met some great people, actually. Some of the patients here that are just so positive, and they make you very thankful for what you have. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one thing that we talk about often with hospice is that we actually receive a lot more from our patients than we feel we give.
We do. Going through the volunteer program, some of the patients have come in and talked with us,
and
I will never forget their stories. They've helped me realize, you know, you've got to be a friend to everybody, and you have to have a very positive outlook on stuff, because life's too precious.
It is, absolutely. And I know, and when you're talking about the volunteer class, we do have the volunteer training class, which is what you're involved in. And
yes.
The other night, actually, I spoke to your class. We have a great class. And I think we have five.
Yes, there's five of us.
And, I mean, it's just a wonderful class. I say that about every class because we love volunteers. But, I know I met you in that. And, we were talking about, just some of the things, the history of our hospice program and things. But, I think it's really, great that you as a student are taking this time, to really go through the volunteer training class because it's two nights a week. I don't know what time you got done. Was it like 9 o'clock when you got out the other night?
9 o'clock every Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah, and from 6 to 9. I mean, that's 3 hours. That's 6 hours a week. Plus, that is a huge commitment with everything else you have. So yes. I just really appreciate
that. And talking to Claire, I know she's had to get up early in the morning. She's had to produce papers, work homework, and it's just she's passed herself in the parking lot, coming and going. Yeah, that's a heavy workload.
So, the Pickering House, I know one of the things we had a volunteer or we had a patient that actually had come in and spoke to our volunteer class. Did that happen when you were there?
Yes.
And that was like a week or so ago?
Yes, about a week or so. I actually, the next morning when I came in for this internship, I went to his room just to talk to him and thank him because that is something that will always mean something to me. I mean, your first patient that you encounter is always going to have an impact, and he just really put stuff in perspective.
Yeah, it was just really neat because we do have our volunteer training classes in the conference room at the Pickering House, and this patient actually one other time was in the Pickering House for what we call respite, where they come in maybe for 5 days for rest, and this man. Actually, it was a great idea. Twyla Summers is fantastic. She's doing a good job with her as a volunteer coordinator. And she actually, he was there, and I don't know how the conversation really arose, but asked him if he'd like to, meet the volunteer class. And to talk about the experience he was having as a hospice patient.
Cool.
And it really, we actually received a letter from someone that has been involved with the volunteer program and had actually spoke to this patient since then. And he had told them how much impact it had on his life. But he feels now he is like an educator because Twyla gave him a nice certificate, because he actually did some of the training. Uh-huh. So he says now, here he is dying. He's a hospice patient with hospice, he's terminally ill. But, this has given him a purpose for the end of his life. Sometimes we're blessed with more than we could ever imagine or ask for. He's helping us, but we have given him, new outlook on the end of his life. He feels he's an educator, and he is helping us educate our volunteers. It's just such
He was so cute. I went into his room, and Twyla gave him a certificate. And he's like, Claire, look at this certificate.
Oh,
he's like, how am I going to keep it from getting wrinkled? I need a folder. So I had to go track him down a folder to put it in. But
we probably need to
proud.
Get him a frame for that,
definitely.
He can have it on his, he can stand it up by his bed or whatever.
You're still valuable to the end of your life. And now he's a teacher. And the squad members who are transporting him from the hospital to the Pickering House, they were saying, and you look much better than the last time we saw you. What's going on? He's more animated, more happy, glad to be there because he's got purpose.
Yeah, it's amazing what purpose, really is, how important that is in our life. Mm-hmm. Passion and purpose.
Yeah.
I know Mark Bohack, we were at a Rotary meeting, and there was a former Ohio State Buckeye football player, and it was persistence. It was what was his name?
Joel Petten,
yeah. And he was just an inspiration. Wonderful man. But three things he said that you need in life: passion, persistence, and purpose. And, when you really think about even this patient, how, even when Virginia Pickering was alive, we gave her a purpose. Mm-hmm. She always had a lot of purpose in her life. But, once you're not working and things, it's... But she was involved with the community and such. But when we started building the Pickering House, that gave her such a purpose. We had her... really involved, Rick. She was coming to our meetings.
I know people upset we had her carrying block, but other than that.
I put her to work a couple of times. She was like, she had this little scooter and she'd drive it around and she actually moved furniture with it. So I told her whenever we needed furniture moved, I always called her to bring her
scooter.
Hook
her up and
We have pictures of her CEO in training in my office with her feet up on my desk, So we did put her to work. But it did give her a purpose, and that is so important. And we don't, we do talk about on this program how we celebrate life. But when, things like this happen, Claire, you know, with this patient, you can see how important that is.
Yes, you do.
And I think this is going to have an effect on Claire because she didn't really expect this. And here, the patient and Claire, both, everybody benefited from that. And it was such an incidental little thing. Twyla thought he'd be a good instructor because he's been there. Who else to tell what it's like to be a patient than a patient, you know?
Exactly. He also has great life stories and life meaning also. So, I mean, just for me, at my age, hearing his stories have just helped me realize what I want to do and to make me go full force at it.
And you can tell when we talk about celebrating life, we're celebrating life. It's so cool to see that happen. You know, just, Claire, with her communications, has been able to, you know, do a little documenting here, journalizing.
You've definitely put me to work on that computer.
I've put down pencil and paper. Claire's going, no, we got computers. So she's saying, showing me all sorts of things.
I love it. Just like my kids, you know. Yeah. It's like, oh, no, we do everything on computer. Everything's electronic, you know.
Computer,
you
see, cell phone, pull that agenda out.
I'm holding up the mouse and clicking at the screen. She goes, no, Rick, put it on the desk. And, you know, it's like it's a remote.
And I've got my little calendar here instead of on my
cell phone, does it?
Yeah, it's like it's all on the cell phone. We don't do that. But Claire is just going to be such an asset. And how long are you going to be working with us?
Well, I plan on volunteering as long as possible.
Oh, that's why.
This internship supposedly goes to this quarter, but I think my instructor will let me go as long as I want.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we love having you.
Thank you. Claire
Powers, Ohio University student and new hospice volunteer.
Thank you.
And I appreciate having Rick Schneider as well. We are going to take a short break. You're listening to Fairhope Hospice Presents on AM 1320 WLOH, First in Talk Radio.
First in Talk, 1320 WLOH.